Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Tuesday the 25th. Firstly, apologies for using the C word yesterday. I probably wasn't in the best frame of mind. I do realise some people find it offensive, and I do stand by what I said, though, that these people, it is, there's certain things in life that wind me up. That is one, when people think they can just say what they like, either do it anonymously and hide, and which is just a bit pathetic. People who then, as I said, say they're joking and then try and backtrack when you pull them up on it. And obviously, you know, I go back to what I said when Caroline Flack died, that social media is breeding a sort of cancerous society, if you like. Just look, you know, I know I'm on Twitter, I keep saying it's a bit hypocritical. I do that so I can, you know, interact with some of you guys and post notes, you know, when we update things. And that's pretty much what I use it, and the odd bit of having a laugh. But, you know, even people I follow, you just read threads. It's just so easy to dig people out, and that's what people seem to tend their focus on, and I guess they do it to make themselves feel better. I don't know, they might be just sad individuals, really, that if I dig in, and I'm very happy in my own skin, I say exactly what I'm thinking, and I've got plenty of people who back that up, and I don't shy away from anyone when I do that, because that was the way I was brought up, not to suffer and tolerate fools. And this sort of sitting there chipping into every other body's, you know, I don't know what Twitter was invented for, but I'm certain it wasn't invented. You know, if I'm having a conversation with two or three people, why somebody else feels they should chip into that? I wouldn't dream of doing it. And then chip in as another thing I hate is this feeling that you're superior to people. Nobody is any better than anybody else on this planet. And this feeling of portraying superiority, again, it must be smallpox syndrome or something. I honestly don't know what it is. But I've just got no time for it, and I will call it out, call these people out. I want nothing to do with them. I've got no interest in them. One thing in life, the people who are good at what they do don't go around telling people they're good at what they do. We've all got a bit of an ego, and I'll post screenshots and this, that and the other. Bit of a buzz for me, bit of a motivation for you guys. But you won't hear me, you know, if I'm sat having a serious conversation with people, say, oh, I'm the best at what I do, and I'm going to be this and I'm going to be that. You didn't see Jack Nicklaus doing it at golf. You didn't see Steve Davis doing it at snooker. You just don't see it. Very rarely. Floyd Mayweather, maybe, but he's a bit of a cock, isn't he? But you just don't see it, and particularly people who are, you tend to find the people who do say it aren't very good at anything. I think they're trying to convince themselves more than anybody else. So you know, when you've got other things going on in your life, it just comes on top a bit. So I do apologise for that. It wasn't, as I say, I know I shouldn't use that word. I actually quite like the word, but I do appreciate that others don't. And I do appreciate it can be offensive. I fully get that. Ultimate members, I've posted the Zoom video. God, that was an absolute faff this morning. I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing on the website, I have to say. Getting that in there, I don't know what was going on. But it's there now. You get to see me in all my dulcets. It's just for members. I stress that. Feel free to watch it. And those of you who missed it, if you want to ask any further questions, do. Pending how things are here, I am going to try and do another Zoom this Friday. It may be later. Obviously, I've got this fucking issue in Malta, and I've got my son. The reason why I've got the background in the Zoom is my house and office and everything is just hauled with my son and his girlfriend's gear, and I've got to move them out. I'm moving them Saturday, so I just don't know what my day will be like Friday from when I've done all the football stuff to that, but I would like to try and get one in. If I can't do it Friday, I will probably do it Monday when he's gone and I've got the house back to myself and can sort myself out. So I will keep you posted. I'll either do Friday or Monday, and I was going to do the pivot table setup on this one. So it'll be a bit shorter, just run you through that. And then we'll do Poisson and ELO and all the other bits as we go. I've had some interesting conversation over the whole summer. I've sort of touched on things that people ask me. And I'm good at this. I'm not going to, you know, I keep saying, I'm not going to say I'm the best. I'm good at it. I'm good at it because I work hard. That's why I work. I work very hard at it. And people ask me, what's the sort of one thing that they could do to be successful? I just think most of you go about it wrong. I keep sort of thinking about it. I had a conversation with three guys yesterday and it sort of was quite thought-provoking, I guess. I sort of told them as it was. And there isn't one thing. I just think people go about it wrong. I really, really wanted it. I didn't just say I wanted it. I wanted it. I wanted to do it. I wanted to succeed at it. And I'm one of them. I'm quite a driven person. So if I want something, I dig in, you know, and I'm fairly fearless. I think that's one of the first things. You've got to have no fear doing this. You know, I'll go back to, and I've told the story, and then he'll kill me if I tell it again, so I won't. But Chris Jones, when I played poker with him in Vegas, he sat down at the table. He was only a young lad at the time. I'm talking, you know, probably, what was it, Chris, 15 years ago, something like that now, 13, 14 years ago. And he was playing with scared money. And as such, he made a bad decision. And he didn't know it was me at the time. But I think that's one of the big things. You've got to understand and know the markets, but then don't think you can change them. You can't change a market. The market's going to do what the market's going to do. So you've just got to learn how it works and where it can be taken advantage of. You can't be scared. There can't be any hesitation. If you've got to pull the trigger, you pull the trigger. And whatever happens in the trade before can't affect the next one. And I think that's key. You know, I got off to a bad start Saturday, bad start Sunday, but I won money both days. I've had a really good week. I've actually grown one of my banks about 30% in a week. So, you know, you can't be scared. You've got to understand it. I mean, a massive error for me for people is leaving money up, trying to nick this a little bit more all the time. Leaving money. If you leave money up, the whole world can see it. They open up their screens. They see ladders. They see this guy wants to back that at 2, and it's 1.8, and the market will just hold you up. That's what it does. It just holds you up. And when you do get matched on leaving money up, it's when the value is well gone. Trust me. So there isn't one thing. I think too many people, I guess, are looking for a sort of, you know, I guess you put it down to an easy option, an easy one way. Let's do this, you know, and we all talk about automation. I've talked about it. Let's just put a bot on and it'll run forevermore and happy days and let's all dance in the streets. And it isn't like that. Things change all the time. And the only way for me is to keep learning, keep studying, keep understanding the markets, keep knowing what I'm going to do, be very clear. And stick to that game plan. And it is random once you accept that goals come randomly, matches and wins and losses fall randomly. It gets a lot easier. But I see a lot of people, I think the conversation sort of yesterday, I get everybody I speak to in this game, everybody wants to do it. I want to do it. I want to do this. I want to do that. Very few show me they want to do it. They tell me. They talk about it. But very few show me. And I'm going to go back. I've mentioned my old man a few times, who was a complete and utter bell end. Most kids get encouraged. You know, when you're doing something, your parents encourage you in it. And my old man was exactly the opposite. I was quite good at athletics as a kid. I know people are laughing now, but I was quite a good sort of 400, 800, 1500 runner. I was quite a good footballer. And then I took up golf, and the person who introduced me to golf was my old man, not through wanting to introduce me to golf. He dragged me along one day to caddy for him. He forced me to go. He basically said, "You're coming." I was actually going off out to play tennis. I think it was Wimbledon week. I was only 11, 12. And I was going out with my mates to play Wimbledon week. We lived near Charterhouse School and used to go and play on their courts. And he said, "No, you're not. You're coming with me. I've got nobody to play golf with. You're carrying my bag." And, you know, I had my usual whatever, little kiddie strop. Found golf thoroughly boring. But after about 16 holes, he let me have a hit. And I hit it straight out the middle, down the fairway. And not going to say I was instantly hooked, but over the next 3 hours, he basically spent them telling me, I think it was 15 he let me have it, or 16, over the sort of, from when I hit the ball to the finish, he spent the time basically telling me not to bother taking it up. I'd never be able to beat him. I haven't got the patience for it, not good enough. This hand-eye coordination, this, he was about 8-9 handicap, I think. 3 months later, I shot 75. Because that's when somebody tells me I can't do something, the drive in me came out. And that's how long it took me to break 80. That was my first round breaking 80. And he had sort of shot, I think his best round was about 78. But it was a massive amount of hitting balls and work. And I think, you know, whatever I've done, I work hard at it. And I'm long-winded, some of it, because this stuff, I'm a bit of a dinosaur. I've met people like Chris and Ryan, but I just think you guys have no concept of the work and time involved in this to succeed. I think, and I might be wrong, I'm again, you know, all these things are my opinion, but you get so much shit at that, particularly on social media and Twitter, so much shit in the gambling world, that it's just actually a grind. It's a grind and a graft, and if you want it, you know, I wanted, once my old man said, "You'll never beat me," that was my only focus. Oh, yes, I fucking will. And I wanted it. And this was much the same. When I went into this was much the same. And I think, you know, when you start this, people tell you, oh, you can't win, you're wasting your time, this, that and the other, can't be beat. Don't let people tell you that. Don't let people tell you that. Get up off the fucking canvas and work hard, but put it in the right places. And I think that's, you know, there isn't one, it's a bit of a daft question, what's the one thing? There's so many traits to it and so many personality traits that you need to work on before, I've said it many times on here, before you even think about selections, you've got to have, you know, I mean, I was trading with Suggsy and on that weekend and he, you know, he was putting trades, same trades as me, he got off to a bad start, we did. And he said, "I can see how people jack it in." And I mean, I just don't ever think like that. And I'm not saying he did. He didn't think like that. I'm just saying he made a comment that he could see how people jack it in. But if you really want to do it, you know, you can't, I keep saying, you can't go through expecting you're not going to have losses. You can read all the other shit that people talk about. Doesn't worry what affects your life. What? Get up in the morning, you know, I say it to everybody, get up in the morning, don't worry what anybody else in the world is doing, worry what is going to affect your life. What can you do to get where, whatever it may be, you could be wanting to be a flower flipping designer, I don't know. What are you going to do to make yourself better at what you do? And it doesn't matter what it is. And if you do that, you've actually got more chance of success. But in this game, I do not know why people think, what's the one thing? What's the magic, you know, potion that somebody can sprinkle and make it all good? Why it should be any different? I don't know, I'm repetitive. I say the same stuff, but it is the same things that crop up from you guys time and time again. It's hard work. That's what it is. It's not like anything else. It's hard work, much like everything else, rather. You know, everything's hard work if you want to be good at it. But there's certain things you need to know. You've got, and fear's one. You just can't have any fear. If you, I might lose this, or I've lost this, you know. And just read back, if you're in chat groups and things, and I know a lot of you are, read them back. Just go through. I mean, I find them absolutely fascinating. Just go way back, you know, a couple of months if you're in a chat group. If you've got the save chat, I don't know what platforms save them, but the ones that I've seen and people have sent me and things, you can stores it or goes back or you can export it. Just go back and read what people are like. Read what they're like after a loss. Read what they're like after a win. It's quite amazing. It's I just don't get it. So, you know, it's one of the, that's the reason for me why so few people make it. It's absolutely fuck all to do with what they're betting. It really is for most people. Absolutely nothing to do with what they're betting. I know there'll be people shouting me down there. Of course, it is the. It doesn't matter because I could give people every bet that I have, and they'd still lose. I could sit and give every single bet. I could have a direct line to somebody, a walkie-talkie, do this, do that, and I know there's some people who'd still lose. And Chris Jones, I'll quote him again. He was in groups on that profit maximizer, and he told me you can't lose it, and it's impossible. This is stuff you can't lose, and there's still people in there doing their brains. So, you know, I've got evidence already that that's the way it is. But, you know, I do think we've got to get away from this worry and what other people and why. I mean, I don't know why there's a certain group of people who feel they've got to direct message my members, got to poke their nose into what any other person's posting on gambling. I don't know, you know, almost looking for where's the aggro today, who's somebody having a go at today, let me join in that, let me have a look at that, oh, there's something going on that forum, let me get involved in it. What the fucking hell's the matter with you? What is the matter with you? Genuinely, what would you do that in real life? What if you got kids or brothers, sisters? What is that, what you person you want to be? Really? Is that who you want to be? I just don't get it. Worry what you're doing. What can you do to make your family better? What can you make to make... The one thing I'm proud of in myself and my boy's been massive achievements. I don't know whether I've said this before in his life. Not through us, through his own hard work, you know, to get to Cambridge. He's the only one in our family who ever got anything close to that. To get that, pass that with an honours. He's got a job at a top law firm. Everything he's done, though, he's grafted for. He's absolutely grafted for. And all I've ever wanted him from me is be there to support him and look after him and try and, you know, do things the right way. But when he was at school in, I don't know, probably 8-9 years of age, he won a special award, the Cup of Kindness. And that's the thing that I'm most proud of that he's ever done. He had a sort of semi-autistic kid in his class that everybody took the piss out of. And he actually sat with the kid off his own back and helped him learn, you know, explain things to him, let him see his book, took his time with him day in, day out. And at the end of the school year, the school actually created a cup and presented it to him at the awards. And he was only 8-9 years old, and it absolutely filled me and Sam with tears. And I still think of it many times. I think of it all the time. Because that's one of my qualities. You know, people say, why do I do this? And I've got people that know me well through FTS that I help. I like helping people because I'm in a position that I can. So I quite enjoy it. Does it give me a buzz? Yeah, I think it probably does. It probably helps me. But I like helping people because I realise that I could be in a position where I could absolutely slate people. Out of your fucking shit, you'll never be as good as me. Or I could be in a position where I can actually say, come here, mate. I can help you with that. Send me that. Let's have a look at it or whatever. Can I put money into it? Can I help you in another way? Whatever. Obviously, you're time limited. You can't do it for every single human being. But why don't people get up and think, how can I help somebody else? If you can't, you know, if you're in a situation where it's all sorted, actually, I don't need to go on having a stab and criticising people and having a pop all the time. What can I do today to help somebody else? Again, in any field, it doesn't matter what it is. Any field whatsoever. It doesn't have to be gambling. Obviously, I'm talking about that because I'm in it. But actually, what can I do? What can I do? And you do feel good about yourself. I feel a lot better about myself. I mean, I'm very direct and I do call people out. That doesn't make me feel good. It lets me get it out, but I don't sit there going, oh, I feel great now. I think, fucking hell, I didn't want to get like that. You help somebody, and it's a lot better. And the biggest resistance I got, I mean, Sunksy's one, they don't want help. You try and help them, but, oh, I didn't like to ask. Well, ask, because that's how you learn. Ask the questions. That's the only way you learn. If you want to learn off somebody who's doing it, ask them. What can they say? They can say, no, sorry, I haven't got time, or whatever. But the point I make to guys who want to learn, but to other people who are in a position, help. Don't be a fucking
Oh, I nearly said it again. Don't be a twat to people. Why? Why do you want to get up and be nasty? What do you get out of it other than trying to be superior or look at me or I'm better than you or I told him? What do you get out of that? Grow up. Honestly, we're adults. Let's just start, you know, even in your own little circle, start helping people. The world might become a slightly better place because, trust me, it is fucking, somebody has pulled the chain and it is spiralling down the fucking basin. That's where it's going. And people say, I'm a doom and gloom. That is where it's going. Look around the world, what is going on everywhere. It is becoming horrific. Horrible, horrible, horrible place to be. Just there, because the world's getting full of nastiness, selfishness, people who don't give a shit about anybody else, people who think it's clever to have a go at other people. Horrific. So for me, I like to try and help people and do what I can to help others. That's you can call me what you like, believe it or not, that's the game. Right, I've waffled on. Hopefully I'll be back tomorrow, guys. It's as I say, the next few days it's just all up in the air, but I'll be about. So if I'm able, there'll be a podcast. I got no football today, nothing. Tambov, first half goal, is close if you want to get involved in that in Russia. But other than that, nothing. A couple of quiet days, and then obviously Friday it all picks up again. Right, enjoy yourselves. Have a lovely, lovely, what is it, Tuesday, and I will be back with you tomorrow.